10 years of connection, mentoring, and startups. 10 years of SME growth and supports. Your local enterprise office is celebrating a milestone 10th anniversary. LEO Waterford, making it happen.
Welcome back, 083 333 975. Text and WhatsApp, 0518722248 is our landline. Daisha today at WRFM.com. Email, and if you want to send us a message by carrier pigeon, the address is the Broadcast Centre, Arkeen. Number of people texting in about the wonderful work that the LEO does. Local enterprise office, not just in Waterford, but across the southeast. I have on the line now Stephanie Wickham. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, Damien. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for talking to me. Stephanie, we will talk to Gareth in a few minutes about, I suppose, the mentoring process in relation to yourself and others. But tell me a little bit about yourself first, please, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm a chartered accountant and a chartered tax advisor, and I'm the founder of expattaxes.ie. So we are a tax practice that work with people who are moving to Ireland or moving away from Ireland, and we help them solve their tax problems by answering their questions. In terms of my story for the business, I suppose initially it came from quite humble beginnings. I started from my kitchen table in Arkeen and decided to kind of service a certain niche of people who had tax questions. And with the support of a local enterprise office over quite a short period of time, we've grown from me working a few hours a week to a team of 9 working across 3 different countries with clients in over 20 countries.
Wow. And did you see this opportunity and this possibility from the very start? What was your vision, if you wouldn't mind me asking you, Stephanie?
Brilliant question. In honesty, my vision was probably just to pay the bills, and I didn't actually anticipate that this was going to be as successful as it has been. That's probably where the team in the local enterprise office came in, because when you set out on a business journey at the start, you have lots of questions about things and aspects of the business that you perhaps have no experience in. For example, how to set up a website, you know, how to understand how to market your business digitally. Those things have been really important for us. We had great support from the get-go from the LEO in that space, and it grew organically over time. So no, the short answer is the vision was essentially quite humble, and then quite quickly with the support from the likes of the local enterprise office, we gained momentum quite fast and have been able to run with it this far, which has been great for us.
You mentioned Arkeen. Whereabouts in Waterford City, Arkeen Village, or one of the other places?
Arkeen Village, probably about 100 metres from where you're sitting, at a kitchen table while my son slept. And I think, you know, we're at a time when, you know, the world was thrown into the depths of COVID. Businesses struggled. We were quite lucky, because at a time when everybody flocked online, lots of people were working maybe in jurisdictions that their employer wasn't based. So we had a lot of people ask questions about the tax implications for them in that scenario. And, you know, now what we're seeing is that's a distant memory, but we see lots of people moving to Ireland, returning from Australia, people coming to Ireland from the US, returning pensioners from the UK. The Irish diaspora are far flung and many. So, you know, we're here to kind of help people who have questions as they navigate their journey back to Ireland or away.
Give the family a mention if you want, your son and anybody else, Stephanie, while we're here.
So my boys would be very happy to get a mention. My son Dara and Alfie, they're in education, they'd be delighted to get a mention on the radio.
Can I ask you practical stuff, if you wouldn't mind? The practical advice, not just, I suppose, the words that the LEO said to you, but the money they gave to you, the taking you step by step. How did the LEO help you at various stages on your journey?
Many ways. I think when you start out with a business idea, the LEO are probably one of the first people to believe in your concept, maybe sometimes even before you do yourself. You know, they're willing to put money on the table to kind of help that idea to flourish. So for us, that took the form of the trading online voucher, which were available and still are, as I understand it, to get the website up and running. The website is our shopfront, so it was crucial for us to have that working efficiently and well from the get-go. There's mentoring available, so we were able to get mentoring about how to create a digital business. So we had a CRM mentor who helped us set that up. It's been so instrumental to our success. And then kind of as the journey went on, they've given us financial support to grow the team. So we went from just myself part-time to now 9 of us. Financial supports maybe in the early days when cash flow is not as fantastic as you'd like it to be. And practical support around, I suppose, being able to drop in and have a chat if you have ideas about different directions you want to go. Two practical ways that's manifested for ourselves was, you know, we very lucky to have kind of digital awards with them for our work. They recognise when businesses put the best foot forward. They put us forward for the National Enterprise Award and we won that in the Southwest region. So that was a fantastic thing from a PR perspective. And then also recently they've put us forward on an accelerator programme to expand into the UK. So throughout the life cycle of the business, when the questions are perhaps basic, they're there. And I think that, you know, they really hold your hand as you grow and guide you, because you often need that when you're in a business. You sometimes don't see the woods for the trees.
And anybody listening this morning, again, they will be at various stages of the journey, whether it be at the incubation period or moving on, because to have 8 or 9 people dependent on the business now, that brings its own pressures as well. So in a way, it's nicer to be just having yourself and having to worry about yourself, and then you're worrying about other people. So the mentoring then that takes place as well, not only economically speaking, but also psychologically, to say, okay, are you ready for this? And are you okay to go with this? Because that can bring an awful lot of stresses and strains, which may affect decisions you make in the business. There's a lot to think about, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. And I think, you know, the Leo, they provide that kind of the soft skill support. And I would probably, as a woman in business, also be very grateful for kind of other initiatives that they champion. So they have a fantastic women in business events that they run. And it's great to kind of see the community of female entrepreneurs in Waterford getting together and sharing ideas and seeing the supports that are available. You know, as you're kind of juggling life in the middle of what is a successful business too, with people dependent on it. I'm very grateful to Leo for what they've done, and I think their supports extend beyond perhaps the traditional ones that we know about, you know, the trading online voucher. My recommendation would be book an appointment with them, sit down with them. They've seen many businesses grow, struggle, expand. They have experience that really is distilled into, you know, fantastic supports. Use it, because it's hard out there, and you know, every little helps, the kind of coin a common phrase we hear.
Finally, Stephanie, what's your vision for the next 12 months or 24 months?
We are hoping to launch expattaxes.co.uk in Q1 of next year. So that's something that we're focused on at the moment. We see an opportunity to build on the brand that we've built in Ireland. And that's really exciting for us. So that's the immediate vision. And then I suppose just to kind of keep everything ticking along on the Irish side and keep our clients happy insofar as possible.
Okay, fair play to you. And best of luck to the family and the lads. Stephanie, thank you so much. Really appreciate you talking to me. Thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Really appreciate you chatting with me there. Stephanie Wickham, Expat Taxes. That's EXPAT Taxes. Now joining me in the studio is Gareth. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for joining me. Remind our listeners, please, your position, your title, your full name.
Yeah, Gareth Evans, Head of Enterprise at the local enterprise office, Waterford.
We've had a number of interviews with different people within the office. Thank you so much for coming into us. How many people do you have in the office, full or part-time?
Well, right now we have 7, but we've got more people starting in the new year, which is part of the excitement for next year. As we go into this new 10-year sort of, we've just finished 10 years. As we go into this new year, we've got a full complement of staff and we're going to be really at the races next year.
A lot of your staff and colleagues have been explaining to us the different outlets, the different schemes, the different mentoring processes. You're a year in the job now.
Yes.
And how are you finding it?
Oh, it's great. You know, to see the variety of businesses across the county, to hear how the Leo has benefited businesses, like we heard from Stephanie, you know, to hear how they've really been able to grow and develop with the support of the Leo, how important it is, really makes the job exciting.
Like people talk about the enterprise economy and how important that is and the connection between big government and business at the coalface. And the Leo is a brilliant bridge. It is a superb support, and we've explained all of that to different people. What do you think is just brilliant about the system, the way it works, and how Leo fits into that? And you bring in extra skills to it, and all your colleagues then working out what specific grants will suit this specific business?
Yeah, you're right. It's the local part of it. So you can have an enterprise office that can, you know, come up with all sorts of fantastic grants and things like that, but it's the local part of the Leo that really makes it worthwhile, that is able to understand the needs of the businesses and help them grow and develop. We've got this year, you know, as I mentioned, with new staff coming on board, and I think that's testament to the commitment from the council. Sean McEwen, you know, used to be a head of enterprise like myself, so I can see a career path there maybe. But Sean McEwen, you know, he understands what it is needed for the SMEs. And so,
and for those that don't know him, he's the new head of Waterford Council, the new chief executive officer of Waterford City and County Council. And he has a number of different jobs in the past, but one of those, as you say, is specifically working with enterprise across the southeast.
Exactly. And so, you know, he understands the need of micro, small and medium enterprises. And so there's a renewed commitment. We've got a full complement of staff going into next year, and we're going to be going across the county, doing in-person clinics, which we haven't been able to do for a while without a full complement of staff. And so I think, you know, next year we're going to be really pushing sort of that approach of getting out, meeting more with businesses, understanding their needs for training, capacity building, and making ourselves more accessible. We're also looking at taking a more strategic approach. You know, we're building out closer relationships with SETU. They've got a new program called TU Rise, which is looking at bringing in research and development into smaller businesses. So we're building out those closer relationships with SETU. We're looking at developing further the ICT clusters and life sciences clusters to try and bring in FDI into the county, make us more attractive. And then part of the excitement for next year as well is that our grants are opening up. We've got, we're reaching to retail and hospitality now, which hasn't been the focus before. We've really looked at manufacturing and internationally traded services. But now with our green and our digital grants, they're now available to retail and hospitality. So we're able to go into areas that we haven't before. And we're able to support businesses that haven't benefited from us before. Maybe they've had trading online vouchers, but we're also able to help them to develop their digital approach to businesses, their processes, their systems, could be a CRM, could be inventory management, and help them become more efficient that way. With our green, maybe David mentioned to you about our green stuff, but you know, we're seeing a huge demand for new equipment, energy efficient equipment. We can provide, I think, 75% of up to 10K of grants to replace old equipment and bring in new energy efficient equipment. Primarily so far, that has been refrigerators and stoves and most recently dishwashers. So practical stuff that retailers, hospitality are using, that we can make their businesses more energy efficient, reduce their costs, improve their bottom line. And ultimately, what I want to see is that we have a vibrant local economy, the shops are open, the people are coming in, there's increased footfall, that we're seeing a growing local economy.
As I've said a number of times, it is that bridge. Because people hear about these government initiatives, they hear about budget day, and some of the figures go over their heads, and making, for example, green energy grants accessible and sustainable and usable and user-friendly, and helping businesses to improve their product, to improve their profitability, and ultimately helping the consumer that's out there today wanting to know, okay, where can I get a good cup of sustainable coffee? Where are the manufacturing businesses locally that are putting in moulding systems that are helping a particular business, a food business? There's so many different aspects. Anybody listening to this programme, the local enterprise office is not just, and this is my opinion, it's not a box-ticking exercise. It is a practical way of making all those big things user-friendly, and you can see the benefits on the streets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so much in government can be a box-ticking exercise. And, you know, we're fortunate that, you know, we do have KPIs, we've got to meet targets, but we make it relevant to what's going on. And I think, as I said, next year with a full team of staff, we're going to be out visible. We want to hear from businesses what's going on. We want to help support them. One of the things that I think I'm excited about is our management development program. So far, businesses haven't really taken this up. It is primary for the ones that have got our larger grants, for sure. But what we want to see is that tailored programs that really meet their specific needs. And this is, again, where the local part comes back. You know, we're not putting on a nationwide training program. These will be tailored programs for businesses meeting their distinct needs. Okay. But they've got to demand it as well. They've got to have the uptake. Yeah. They've got to ask for it, and we'll push it out. But there is a commitment there. Now, we know everyone's stretched, you know. So we want to. That's why sort of going out and meeting with people and getting and understanding their needs. You know, we're going to try and meet them where they are. So we are trying to get around that time constraint. But there is a commitment involved.
How do people get in touch with you? What's the best thing to do? Anything else you want to say before we wrap up this very exciting hour of, I suppose, supporting and developing and enhancing the promotion of LEOs?
Yeah, I mean, the website is there, you know, localenterprise.ie/Waterford. That's the best way to find us. We're on the Mall, 35 the Mall. Really easy, convenient, we're in Dungarvan as well, by appointment only. But you can get hold of us. We are there. We are present. So do come and find us. I would say, you know, this is a celebration of the 10 years of the local enterprise offices. And, you know, the LEO in Waterford has created over 1,200 jobs, 6.5 million euros in grant aid to Waterford SMEs. Over 15,000 employees have been trained and supported. And we've had 872 trading online vouchers, getting people digitally ready for the modern economy. It really can't be underestimated, the power of the local enterprise office and what and the work that has been going on in the over the last 10 years. The next 10 years, as I mentioned, we're going to be strategic. So that's why we're creating those stronger relationships with SETU and other partners to really drive the future of local enterprise.
You're excited about it.
Oh, hugely.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You're genuinely, personally and professionally excited about it.
This is I've been doing it for however many years now. In 20 years, I've been doing SME development. And to see businesses grow, see people's dreams, it really is great. The worst part of the job is sitting behind the desk. The best part is getting out across the county and meeting with people who they're dedicating their lives and their energy to doing it.
I'm delighted, and we're delighted here to be helping with the promotion and the celebration, as you say, of the 10 years. Thanks very much for doing all the interviews. Thanks for all your staff and the representatives from the different companies coming in. Really appreciate it. Happy Christmas to you, your family, and everybody involved in the LEO. And we'll touch base in springtime and we'll see how things are going. And good luck with the new, team members.
Yeah, there's going to be a period of integration, getting up to speed. It takes a little while, and then things shift on you.
Yes, they move then.
Yeah, you talked about us being the coal face, that bridge between government. You know, we have to interpret what government sent to us.
Yes, that's right.
Make it relevant to them,
which is part of the skills that you have.
Yeah, and that can change quite rapidly. Sometimes we had to. You know, so that's an important part of the role, getting them embedded into what they need to be doing, how they interact with businesses, make sure we're relevant and approachable.
Gareth Evans, thank you so much. The very best of luck to you and everybody involved.
Thank you very much.